conference call. Well, good morning. Welcome to each of you on the line this morning. This is the Master's Call. This is Turnaround Tuesday. God is going to turn some things around. Remember three times during the course of your day to turn around in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. And watch God turn some things around in your life on this day. At this time, it is my honor to turn this call over to my TMC sister who will come this morning and go ahead and host this call. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Sister Tiffany?
I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead, Robin.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And as Tiffany stated, we welcome you to the Master's Call, to this call that is all about our King. It is all about the great I Am. It is all about our Savior, our Deliverer. And we are glad that you are part of our family, and we are glad that you were able to get on this call. Our call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And these two powerful women of God, they heard the voice of God, they listened to the voice of God, and this call was birthed. So we just thank them for their faithfulness, and we thank them for allowing us to be able to participate, to be a family member, because that is what the Master's Call is all about. We start our day off talking about our Master, praying to the Master, making sure that we get the Word of God that is coming, which has been downloaded from heaven into the servant of God. And then we take that Word and we go out as a minister in the marketplace to share the Word of God and to share the goodness with others. So we thank you again for joining us. And I forgot to tell you who I am. I am Robin Wilson, and I am out of New Jersey. And again, thank you so much for joining us. We have a mission statement that we stand on and we believe. And our statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. Our scripture is also found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." There is nothing like going before God first thing in the morning, getting your day started, finding out what the plan and direction is from the King of Kings, because your steps are ordered by him. We also have an email address for you, and please feel free to send us your praise report, send us your prayer request. If you would like to even join us and become a prayer intercessor, we look forward to reaching out to you. And you can send all of that information to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. That is the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We invite you to join us. We love to pray. We love to hear about the praise reports because we know that we serve a great and mighty God, and he's doing mighty things in our lives, and he's transforming us, and he's transforming the lives of the individuals that we touch as a result of this call. So send us your email. We also have a website for you, and our website has archived every single message from day one, and that is from October 25th, 2010. You can take your time. You can go to that website. You can listen to any of the messages. You can download them. Share that website with your friends. Let them know that there is a word that is in season for them, and it is there on that website. And our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We also, many of us are distributors, and the vehicle, the tool that has brought us together is an awesome company called Artists International. And Artists International is a Christian-based company. It's a health and wellness company. They're located in Las Vegas. and it is owned and founded by the Diaz de Leon family. They put Jesus first, and this company is soaring. This company is expanding. And if you would like to find out more about our company, more about our products, such as Levive, please get back to the person that has invited you to the call. And for the distributors on the call, make sure you go back to your back office and check out all of the exciting things that are going on within our company. And at this time, what I would like to do is bring forward one of our prayer intercessors. They are going to open us up with a word of prayer so that we can hear the word, receive the word, and be a doer of the word. And at this time, I am going to call forward to open us up. Sister Benita, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robin. I sure am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you, sis.
God bless you. Praise God. Good morning, TMC family. Let us go forward to our Father in prayer. Let's bow our heads or calm our spirit and take it to the Lord in prayer. Good morning, O Master, O Daddy, O sweet Father, our Redeemer, our beginning, our end, the great I Am. We love you, Father. We cherish you. We just want to be everything that you want us to be. As you said in Jeremiah 29 and 11, that you only want the very best for us, Father, and we are your children, and we come to you this day to hear a message, a word that we can take forward and be ministers in the marketplace. Father, we thank you for the founders, Dr. PK and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father, we thank you for planting the seed that nourished us every day, Monday through Friday, and outside of that, we can listen to your word, Father. We thank you for the artist family, the Des de Leon family, that birthed the Artist International Company, that's a Christian-based company, that we can come to you freely every day, Father, and nourish and chew on and devour your word, that it will enrich us, empower us, and enhance us. Father, we thank you for every situation that is in our life, that we know you have your hand on what is going on with us, Father. You know exactly what's on our hearts. You know exactly the outcome, Father, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for just being you. We thank you for the breath. We thank you for life this day. We thank you for just being there for us in the midnight hour, Father, when there is no one around, that you can catch our ear and feed into our spirit, and the Holy Ghost speaks to us, Father. We thank you for that message that you sent us last night in our sleep, Father. We thank you for that peace everlasting. We now are going to clear the airways. There's not going to be any disturbance on this call. Satan, you can have a seat, for this trip is just for Christian loving folks that want to hear the message of God. Father, we are going to cover this now with your son's blood, and this message will go forth. Father God, thank you again for this day. And this call, this prayer has been covered in Jesus Christ's blood. Jesus, the Son of God, his blood. Amen. And back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Benita, for clearing the atmosphere. Thank you for that opening prayer. And family, I want to thank you again for being part of the Master's Call. And thank you for also participating in the powerful campaign that we have going on right now. And it's for Evangelist Gwen Baby. Don't forget, please go to www.fillabottlesavealife.com and donate and tell your friends what this is all about. She is a victorious woman of God, fighting a good fight of faith against breast cancer, taking our Artist International products and additional holistic products, And we are sowing into her life because she has sowed into our life. So right now what I would like to do, again, is just bring the woman of God to the line. This woman is an anointed woman of God, and guess what? She is also one of our founders. Yes, this is Dr. P.K. Roberts. And Dr. P.K. Roberts, she's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. There are so many things that she has done serving the Lord. She is a victorious woman of God. She was commissioned as the Army chaplain in 1986. Pastor Roberts, she was stationed in so many places throughout the world. She was stationed in Alabama. She also served as a chaplain in the aviation battalion. She has also traveled to Nuremberg, Germany as a chaplain, Saudi Arabia, a Desert Storm, Fort Stewart, Fort Gordon. God used her mightily. He is continuing to use her. She is the president for the National Council of Negro Women, president of the Hinesville Ministerial Alliance. She preaches throughout the United States, residing in Colorado Springs, Colorado. She went back to active duty as a chaplain. And see, that's when you know your steps are ordered by God, and this woman knows that. And she served on the mainland in Japan, Okinawa, Alaska, Hawaii, praise God, all over the world, Fort Carson. And then she was also the chaplain for the Warrior Transition Unit. And that was a unit that served our military men and women when they came home from war. She has received the Bronze Star, the Meritorious Service Medal, the Army Service Ribbon, the Overseas Service Ribbon, and God has promoted her. She is an Artist International distributor, and she is also our ambassador for Artist International. We love her. We honor her. And at this time, Dr. P.K. Roberts, are you there?
Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can. Good morning, Dr. P.K.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Indeed, I am happy to be here. Thank you for that introduction. The next time I come on, you just say, this is God's child. Lord, girl, that thing started making me feel like you were doing my obituary. I don't like that. Ooh, it reminded me of David. But this morning, I just thank you all so much for carrying this call on. I tell you, Pastor Vanessa and Tiffany and Benita and Robin and all of you all, Candy, you all have done just a bang up super job, because doing a call and the ministry this early in the morning every day, Monday through Friday, is no small task. And when you do it for the Lord, I know that Satan is angry, and you are the ones on the front line. And so I just thank God for you. I thank you, thank you, thank you. And I thank you for this opportunity today to come and share with you what thus says the Lord through me for this artist family. We have come together. I met Pastor Vanessa in 2008 as a result of an inspirational call, and if it had not been for artists, I would not have met her, even though she had attended a school right down the street from where I attended. I would not have met her had it not been for artists. Same would be true for most of us on this line today. But how many of you know, and this is going to be a participatory message, so get your Bibles, and if you're in the bed this morning, just get up for a little while. I've already done what Tiffany said. I turned around in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is Turnaround Tuesday. Oh, again, I would like to apologize for my voice. I have been talking literally since Saturday morning's prayer, and I thank you all who came on that prayer, and I give honor to God for sending a young man named Mr. Greg Cartwright into my life to just
motivate me to go on, get up, and do what I need to do. This morning we're going to go right into the Word. I understand that you've been doing 90-day spiritual transformation, an idea that the Lord gave me as well when the company artist came out with the 90-day transformation for the body. I said, well, we need to be transformed holistically. And this morning, the transformation and the turnaround and that I'm going to talk a little bit about comes from 1 Corinthians, the very first chapter. Okay, being that I was in the military, I understand the difference, and I truly understand the difference between uniformity and unity. And so this morning, I want us to go right into 1 Corinthians, and we're going to begin our reading at the 10th verse. I appeal to you, I pray, I'm admonishing you, I'm begging you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree, somebody say agree with one another so that there may be no division. Somebody say no division among you, and that you may be perfectly united. We can sing that in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters, come from Cleo's household, have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is, one of you say, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. And still another, I follow Christ. I'm going to stop right there and say to you, in this scripture, Paul is exalting the Corinthian believers to seek unity, not uniformity. You see, uniformity occurs when people make a conscious effort to look alike, dress alike, talk alike, and, just kind of, we did that when I was in the military. I wore the same uniform, and I went and ate when they told me to, and I did all of those things because uniformity was absolutely important for our survival. I couldn't be out there in a red suit, glory to God, a red uniform, and everybody else with the tree design uniform, and the enemy would see me and blow the entire unit away because I was sticking out like a sore thumb, and I brought attention to where the unit was. You understand what I'm saying? However, once we are in Christ, and Christ is in us, well, let me turn that around. Once Christ is in us, and we are in Christ, and let me turn it around again. Once we are in Christ, and Christ is in us, I want you to understand the connectivity there. There is something about having Jesus Christ on the inside of you that helps you to understand what unity means and what unity brings. Unity brings harmony. Somebody say that word, harmony. It occurs when men and women, boys and girls, share a common purpose and use their various talents to accomplish that purpose. I know you got to go back and get the tape. I'm running on down the line. Lord have mercy, time is getting away from me. Let me tell you where disunity comes and where division comes. Division comes when people are struggling over power. Division comes when people are struggling over position. Division comes when people are struggling with the issue of control. Division comes and take away from us that which God would so much want us to have. There is no peace when there is division. There is no order when there is division. There is dissension in the ranks when there is division. Somebody said to me early on, together we stand and divided we fall. And so my idea for you and that we're going to be working on here for the next until God says so, says to stop, is we are better together. Somebody ought to say that. And not only say it, write it down. Not only pray it, but ask God to help us live it. We are better together. We are better together. And you think about it. United we stand. Divided we fall. I read on down here in this scripture. Let's go on down to the 13th verse. The question is asked. Paul asked the question, is Christ divided? Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into the name of Paul? I am thankful that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius. So no one can say that you were baptized into my name. No, I'm not about all that. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of human wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of his power. So what am I saying here? You all, we can't take this body of Christ that we say that we are members of and just divide it and do what we want to do because it's going to make us good. It's going to make us all that. When you are, I'm telling you, when I was in Mississippi, we used to make fires in the fireplace. And the fire would just be going just wonderful as long as all of the wood was together. But if you took one piece of the wood out, set it on the hearth or out there, that piece of wood would just die off by itself. So it's important for us to make sure that all of us are together, working together, so that we can be the very best that we can be. Now let me go back and emphasize the mission statement for Artists International. Artists wants Papa Diaz de Leon was given this mission, I know, by God because it falls right in line with the Word of God. He says, I want you all to understand that God is first. Seek ye first what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all of these things will be added unto you. It did not say, seek ye things and then your riches and all of these. God is going to come to you. Lord, help me to realize I'm on a call this morning. Thank you, God. He didn't say that we are to go and seek positions so that we are to seek God. And when we seek God, all this other stuff is going to come. But I'm here to tell you, works, a prayer, and seeking God, it is work. Yes, it is. But after you pray in this business, you've got to get up off your knees, get out that door, talk to somebody, get on that phone, call them and talk to them about products. You should not be talking to the same people every day because those people are not going to bring you in extra money. You aren't going to be able to bring in extra souls. You aren't going to be able to bring in extra people into your business. Now, let me get back to this here. We are better together. If I took my finger and Satan was bothering me, and I know that Satan is bothering some of you guys, I know the enemy does not want us to succeed. The enemy is so, so evil. He doesn't want you to have anything good, but he's so conniving that he wants you to get on his team so he can take you straight to hell. He's not going to have you on his team too long because he's going to have you so confused and so messed up until life here would be miserable and you will want to get up out of here. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to kill. He wants to kill artists off. He wants to destroy artists. And people are looking at it. And we who call ourselves Christians with the light of God in our lives, having all these sick folks in our lives and surrounding us, and we won't take this information that we have that we know is good. I thank God for Sister Tiffany this morning. She called and she said, oh, you need some pro-digest. You need to get up and drink you some juice. You've got to do something, because my voice was just so raspy from having talked all week long. And God said, well, if you can talk just a little week, this little while, what you going to do? You got to keep yourself up. You got all these different products around here. There's no reason for you to be, limping along. And I said, Lord, you are so right. You always said we buy the products and then won't use the products. Just lazy. God, in the name of Jesus, help us this morning to realize what we have in our hands. Now, back to my hand. If I took my hand and took one finger and poked it out there and tried to use that one finger, the one finger itself is weak. If I took this one finger and tried to pick up my glass or my bottle of water here that I have, the one finger could not do that. But when I take all five of these fingers and I decide that I'm going to come over here and pick up this bottle of water, I pick it up and I can drink it. Well, the same way, whenever you go out, I can take these same five fingers, and I can take one and try to do something to the devil. All I'm going to do is poke his eyes. But if I ball my fist up and wind up my arm, I can give him a good punch, knockout with my spiritual fist. So what I am saying, and I'm stopping right now, I'm going to be working on we are better together for a while, because I want each and every one of you to know that we have something together that is absolutely needed by the world, not just your little community, not just my little community. And God knows we need help right now. Here in Colorado, last month we had the wildfires. I got up out of here and kind of ran from them and went on to Las Vegas, and God just ministered to me there in such a special way. And then you all, last week, I get back, and we have the greatest massacre here in a theater. It could have taken place anywhere. It could have, the devil comes to do what? Kill, steal, and destroy. So I want you all to know, good God Almighty, help us today. We have a job, but the most important thing is we have an assignment from God, and that is to open our mouths, share the goodness of God, and the fact that you have a tool in your hand which you can equip others with if you would just do so. God bless this word this morning so that we can go forward in unity, working one with another. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Robin, Benita, whoever has it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that powerful word of God. At this time, what I'm going to do is call Sister LaShawn to come to the line and close us out in prayer. Sister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you, Father, and we thank you for all the many blessings that you have given to us. Thank you for turning us around and doing a godly thing. Thank you for turning us around and removing sin from our lives. Thank you for turning us around and giving us the ability to repent in Jesus' name. Father God, as we close this call, we ask that you please anoint this mighty woman of God. Continue to pour back into her what she has freely given out as a vessel of you. Father God, we thank you, and we just ask that you pour the blood of the Lamb over our streets, Father Lord God. Pour the blood of the Lamb over our nation, Father Lord God. Pour the blood of the Lamb over the world, because we are in the last days, Father. And And we just thank you for us knowing your son and for us not to be afraid, Father. We rejoice in your heavenly name. We ask that you please watch over our prayer requests, those spoken and unspoken. Watch over Rushi. Watch over Jackie. Watch over Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Father, Lord God, we thank you for her mighty fight. We also ask you, Lord, that you watch over Destiny Henderson and her heart. Father, Lord God, we know it is already so. So in the name of Jesus, we touch and agree because we all unite in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister LaShawn, for closing us out in prayer. Sister Tiffany, thank you so much for greeting the people this morning. Sister Benita, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And Dr. P.K. Robbins, we love you, we bless you, and we honor you. Thank you for that powerful word of God. And family, as you go out this day, this call wouldn't be without you. We thank you for being part of our family. Go out into the world and be that minister in the marketplace. And do not forget to go to www.fillabottlesavealife.com for our evangelist, Gwen Beatty. Have a blessed day, and we will speak with you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.